Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are both in the studio with me today. CJ, after an extended... I don't know. What do you call that? Was it like a little vacation? Was it a trip?
I went to Cabo, hence
right?
The hat.
Yeah.
To see Sammy Hagar's birthday and help him celebrate.
Right.
In Mexico.
And then it took you a little bit longer.
And then I went up to Jacksonville to see my daughter.
No. Hold on. I heard that you got wrapped up in some kind of caravan down there in Mexico.
I had nothing to do with that.
Oh, that was the drunken sailor? I thought he was with you.
I heard that he was down there.
I got a phone call, and he said, some caravan's a party, man. And I said, is CJ with you? And he said, you were.
He's a liar.
Do you remember? Because I know there were some alcoholic beverages taking place there at Cabo Wabo.
Well, when I talked to you, I was stone cold sober because that was just after lunch.
Okay.
Because they're in mountain time in Cabo. Believe it or not, I thought they'd be Pacific. They were 2 hours behind us.
Okay, if you say so.
So it was 1 o'clock when I was talking to you.
All right. So your story is that you were not with the drunken sailor, lost in some big caravan.
Well, I was on FaceTime. You saw me.
Well, yeah, but that was when you were still at the hotel. When you were on,
I was outside at one of the cafes.
Right. But then I heard that after you left the hotel... that you got wrapped up in this caravan, and that's why it's been like 3 weeks. That was like 3 weeks ago, CJ.
I can't comment on that.
Okay. Bubble Boy, do you think?
No, I heard that it was actually a Mexican Uber, and that it was a Dodge Caravan.
Huh.
And they drove into the Sea of Cortez.
Okay. Something could have got lost in translation. That is very possible. All right. So, anyway, it's good to have you back, CJ.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Good to be here.
We are on Facebook Live today. Special event going on today with Explorer Ventures. We're going to talk to Rachel from that fine organization, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio, here in just a bit, because she's going to hang out in Facebook and answer all your questions behind the scenes while we do the show. And we're going to talk to her on the show here momentarily. But also, we have Jerry the Diver Guy. Hey, come on in. You're there. You were there. Where are you, Jerry? Talk to me.
What's going on?
There he
is.
I was going to say, what took him so long? He's on mountain time.
I'm on spring water time.
Okay, that answers it. And then we got Barry the Bugger.
Barry the correction.
What?
Barry the Boater.
Barry the Boater.
Slayer.
Okay.
Boater, Bugger, Slayer.
Way to make it easier.
Bugger, Slayer.
Yeah. He wants to focus on boating today because it's the international boat show down there in Fort Lauderdale this weekend. And that is why, I assume. Am I right, Barry the Boater, Bugger? Overruled, he says.
Overruled? I'm going to take your batteries away.
We had a meeting.
We had
a Barry the Boater. Bugger.
Okay. Boater, Bugger, Slayer.
Okay,
Bugger.
Whatever. All right, moving on. You have nothing. Let's talk to...
Bugger.
Casey the Tobacco Nut. Maybe he has something to add.
Hey, glad to hear everybody.
Yeah, we got a full crew today.
Hey, I got word through my contacts. It wasn't a cafe he was in. It was a cat house.
A cat house?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he likes cats. I don't know, but it was a Mexican cat house is what I heard.
Hmm. I think... Casey has been He's the tobacco nut.
Señoritas.
I'm wondering if the tobacco has been replaced with some other substance. You know, but regardless. Hey,
it could happen.
You know, a lot of crazy stuff has been happening. Halloween, you know, we had this week. We got this election coming up next week. And then 2 weeks, we're going to be in Edema. Not even 2 weeks. We're going to be in Vegas for the big Dema
show. Some of
show.
You will be in Vegas.
Yeah. CJ.
Man, I've done enough traveling. I can't make Vegas, but one of these years.
Are you sure you're not going to go back to Mexico and hang out with your caravan friends?
I would go back in a heartbeat.
Yeah. That was a good time.
That was a good trip.
I bet. You know, you had to actually win a lottery to get those tickets to Sammy Hagar's birthday.
No, my buddy Richie.
Yeah.
Was nice enough to.
So you had to be friends with a friend that was very lucky and that kind of thing. And he brought you along. Well, that's pretty awesome.
He had to pay off his friend.
Possibly.
Really good friends.
Yeah. Well, how'd you pay him off with tequila? Cabo Wabo,
I didn't have
tequila?
To pay him off. We just went and had a good old time.
What about the dive-in? I know you tried to tell me a little bit about the dive-in.
I passed a dive shop.
You passed one.
On the way in, I saw a flag and I looked. And but I'm sure it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I would expect it. It's on the ocean down there.
But
they got whale sharks
it,
and stuff like that probably down there, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm told.
Okay. Well, we got a guy who's going
to
tell us.
It is tough. The only bad part was being that close to the water and not being able to dive.
Yeah. And that was because you don't want to mix your drinking and your diving because it was more of a drinking lost weekend.
Yeah, it was more of a rock show.
Yes, understood.
And I didn't really have enough time to, you know, go jump on a boat and hook up with somebody.
Well,
did you stick your toes in the water? Is it warm?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't even do that?
The area where the beach by our hotel, I'm not sure if it drops off, if it's really deep or what happens, but they don't advise you to swim there because the waves come in about 6-7 feet high and just crash. They don't break until they hit right at the beach.
Yeah.
You can't even surf it. And then there's those big rocks.
You could dive right through it, though, if you had your gear, I bet.
No.
No?
It just goes like really steep down the sand, then and bam, they're just crashing all the time.
So it'd be like
now,
a washing machine type.
You go
dive.
Farther down a little ways around the corner, and then you know, then you could do some beach.
Yeah.
Diving.
Well, did you see a marina with any dive boat?
Yeah.
Dive flags and stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
But boats. You were not focused on diving; you were focused on drinking.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have a lot of time. We
did
came
you.
In,
When you were in the audience of celebrating Sammy Hagar's birthday there at Cabo Wabo, he was what, 70 or what year?
71.
71 years old. Did you yell out, "Hey, Sammy, want to go diving?"
No.
No, why? He hollered out, "Free diver."
Okay, why free divers? Why? Jerry, explain.
Well, everybody hollers out "free bird," so he hollered out "free diver."
Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
Just don't holler out "diver down."
Yes, that would probably...
Wrong singer.
Wrong band.
What did you take for Sammy's gift? What did you give him?
I gave him my presence was present enough.
Okay, you didn't leave any gifts
like with his presence.
I bought some merch. How about that?
Hey, here's some stuff I was drinking earlier. It's now on your bar floor. Happy birthday, Sammy.
We're recycling.
Yeah. That didn't happen.
No, I didn't.
Just don't reuse, man.
All right. Well, next time, yeah, you'll have to go diving. So you're kind of like scoping out the vibe. So
we'll
it definitely
see.
Has a good place.
We gotta bring one of you guys with me next time.
Yeah. Well, I did talk to some one of the dive shops that are in that general vicinity, not in Cabo, but not far from there. And we're gonna interface with those folks at the Dema show here in Vegas in a couple weeks. So and they said, hey, you gotta bring your crew down here.
Yeah.
So we may put that together. Also, coming up on today's show, by the way, we have a guy who just got back from Wauketobee.
Where's that?
We're going to find out if you don't know. Have you even heard of that place before?
What did you say, Wauketobee?
No, Wauketobee.
It's the roller doobie.
No, that is not correct. It's called Wauketobee. Wauketobee or Wauketobee.
Is it Hawaii?
No, it's not a Hawaii island, but it's out there. And I want to say,
what if you whack somebody by a different name?
No, it actually is a very famous dive location. They've been around for many years, and I've heard about these folks.
Island,
and I've talked to many people that have dove there and had a great time. And this guy just did, and got back. He's going to file a report for us today.
Which
I bet Toby thinks it's a terrible location.
Should Wacky I say Toby? Where the location is, or keep it quiet?
Well, it's in the Philippines, right?
Nope.
No, where is it?
Indonesia.
Okay, that's what I said. Why are you arguing with me? I really hate it when you do that. We'll have him tell us all about it. But before we get to that, as I said, we're going to check in with Rachel from Explore Ventures. She is the she's like superhuman when it comes to liveaboard diving, and she is going to tell us about the latest stuff going on at that fine organization, and then hang out with us on Facebook Live. You can see us. Yes, myself, Bubble Boy, and CJ.
Sad, really.
I will apologize now. But that's all coming up and then some on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I always think scuba diving is quite terrifying. Snorkeling, I'm fine. I want to be on the top looking down. I want to be on the bottom looking up.
I'm gonna swim against the tide.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Barry the Bugger, Boater, whatever, you take your pick. Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey the Tobacco Nut from the Tobacco Hut there. And what is it? Newport Richey, is that where it is? Florida, is that right there, Casey? I want to make sure I get your plug proper. Okay, I won't. I won't even bother. You know, you're not going to talk to me, Casey, is that it? Have you decided you've had enough of me?
He's gone.
I guess so. Barry the Bugger, what happened to him? What do you think?
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right.
Let me check.
I think he did switch out. I think he switched out the tobacco.
He went to the upside down.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could happen. You know, Halloween.
You know how hard it is to get somebody out of there?
He may have gone to Porcelain.
Two seasons.
Let me go to the Christmas lights and see if he can talk to us.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Naked help.
Naked help?
Have rum.
Huh.
I'm good.
Sounds like a party. All right. Well, moving on to other stuff that's probably more coherent and logical for a diving show. We have Rachel from Explore Ventures on with us. Rachel, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Greg?
We are swell. Did you have a good Halloween, by the way, Rachel?
I did, yes.
Did you dress?
I was a jellyfish.
Yeah, is it? Okay, there you go. You know, I saw some very creative costumes last week for our diving friends and community. I saw some jellyfish folks. Aria last week, she was down there in Key West for a Fantasy Fest, and she had a group of jellyfish. And then they went over several nights. And they were all divers, so they went as different sea critters, except for one night, they decided to dress up as red Solo cups. So they had a giant, like, Rubbermaid garbage can.
I love it.
They cut the bottom of it out. They each had one of these that they were in. They painted them red and then, you know, white and the whole thing, and they were red Solo cups.
Very creative.
Yes. So
very creative.
That was the day they decided not to go with a dive theme, I guess. But God bless them. We did that once. Remember that? When we did the...
We were a weight belt.
Yeah.
Took first place.
We did. Best group costume.
That was awesome.
I think we were the only group costume. But regardless, we got a trophy. It's up here in the Scuba Radio studio.
It was so good, we scared away the competition.
We did, indeed.
You'll have to share a picture if you have one.
Oh, we burned all those. There's no evidence remaining. We made sure of that.
There was pictures, but yeah, I don't have any.
All right. Well, anyway, I digress. Let's get back on track here. Rachel is with us to talk about Explore Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. She's also going to hang out on Facebook Live here when she gets off the air and answer all your behind-the-scenes questions, or if you really want to dig deep into what it's like and how you could schedule your next liveaboard adventure, she's going to be there for your abuse. Now, Rachel, I don't know, what do you want to talk about first? The specials and stuff or what we have coming up at DEMA? Because we got some big news to share today, don't you think?
I think we should start right with the big news of DEMA.
Let's do it. All right, so every year we have teamed up with Explore Ventures to give away liveaboard trips, and they're a huge hit. I mean, literally we send people to the Galapagos, Turks and Caicos, St. Kitts, Saba. I mean, these are pretty awesome prizes, and this year we are actually kicking it up a notch, and Rachel, I'll let you take it from there. What do you think? What do you think of this nonsense? As far as the prize...
We're doing a nice big Venture of the Year contest. It's our first ever Venture of the Year contest, but it's basically a prize giveaway every day for a liveaboard trip, plus a grand prize on the Friday.
Yeah. For the Galapagos, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And if that weren't enough.
For Majestic in Galapagos.
Yeah, so. the new one.
The new one.
Yes, wild applause. Or just find the person who wins it and really suck up to them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Every day? How many days?
Well, the grand prize is going to be the Galapagos trip, but we have a Turks and Caicos trip. We have a Saba St. Kitts, and I don't know. They're working on another one, I think, too. But each day we'll have one. But the grand prize is going to be this Galapagos trip with Explore Ventures on their new boat, which is getting rave reviews. And not only that, we're throwing in a Scuba Pro G2C dive computer, which is like a $1,200 value in its own right. So the person who wins the grand prize on Friday is going to be super happy, because not only are they going to the Galapagos, they're going to get some new dive gear from Scuba
awesome.
Pro. Explore Ventures and Scuba Radio. That's pretty sweet, huh, Rachel? Don't you? Are you a little jaded, or, you know, a little like, gosh, I wish I could just keep this for myself, because I feel that way. What about you?
Well, I'm lucky. I get to go to all of our boats all the time.
Okay.
So, yeah, gotta give it away. But I'm excited for somebody to get down onto our new boat in Galapagos for sure.
Exactly.
She's a beauty.
Yes, it's going to be an amazing thing. And you know, the deal is we have some special contests that we're going to do at DEMA this year, which could be, it's going to go down in the record books. We're going to have a life-size ring toss game, and I'll be your, you know, scuba carny. I guess, bringing all the people in, getting them to play.
Don't forget to not shower.
Okay. I'll do something. But maybe I'll use some of those Bubba teeth that I had left over from Halloween. But yeah, I'm going to be a scuba carny. We're going to pull some people up out of the audience. They're going to ask them questions to earn their rings, which are literally like giant inflatable tubes. And then you're going to have to throw one out in the audience and get somebody to get the ring on them. But a life-size ring toss. How about that? And then we also have a scuba radio snorkel shoot, which will be another first for
That's Dima. What I want to see.
So the guys saw the Nerf bullets that we have in the studio here. We're going to be shooting those things out of snorkels at Dima this year. And accuracy, distance, and speed, I don't know how we're going to do it.
But
yes, it's going to be wacky fun. So it's going
to
be...
It's a great way to start every day at Dima to watch one of these shows and contests.
Absolutely. And we're going to use these contests to find our Venturer of the Year. And that will end up leading us to the grand prize winner on Friday for that Galapagos trip. Now, there's a bunch of other things happening at Dima, seminars for Explorer Ventures. What's going on exactly with that, Rachel?
We're hosting two different seminars at Dima this year. One is it's focused on just dive travel marketing. So we're talking about how to combine old school tactics and new school tactics as well, new school innovation. So it'll be informative on multiple different levels. So
absolutely.
That one will be on November 15th at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Thursday. And then the seminar number two is What's New at Explore Ventures. So much like this interactive chat we're doing with you, you can come and ask us live all your burning questions about our destinations, our upcoming specials, and what we have new going on.
That's right. Well, why wait? She's going to be in Facebook Live right now. But we got more with her next. Take a look.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is Queen. Oh my God, the new movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. Big, two fins up. I loved it. And I encourage you to go see it, whether you like Queen or not. It's a good stuff. And you'll hear that song. And if you're a diver and you hear Under Pressure, doesn't it have a special meaning to you? It does to me. CJ?
No.
Okay. It does for Rachel.
Not really.
Rachel does, believe me. You're with me on this, aren't you, Rachel?
I am with you on that.
Okay,
I think it does
see?
Have special meaning.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so look, Rachel is going to hang out on Facebook Live. She's going to be there to allow you to dive deep into liveaboard diving, take advantage of her, abuse her, whatever you need to do.
Whoa. You may want to rephrase that.
Well, yeah, use her as a resource.
There you go. That's
and
better.
You
Thank
can
you.
Really,
That's better than abuse, yes.
Yes, okay.
The hell is wrong with
that's
you?
That's me. I tell people to use me and abuse me.
It's so what you call radio goo-goo.
Yes.
It's
very possible.
Radio
very
no
possible.
No.
Okay, so she's going to hang out there. You got Dima specials that you can share with everybody. That's going to be for the dive shops, but you can. She's typing away now. See, you can hear it. And she's going. And if you're not attending Dima, you can follow Explorer Ventures on Instagram and Facebook, and see stories of what's going to be happening at Dima, and find out more about their photo contest for November, which is open for past guests only, where you can get like a $200 gift certificate to any Explorer Ventures destination or towards onboard charges for an upcoming trip. So all this stuff and then some is going to be discussed there on Facebook Live today, and Rachel will be there to answer those questions. You ready, Rachel?
I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. I heard the typing, so she was already going at it. So I'll let you focus on that. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in a couple weeks in Vegas as well. Right, Rachel?
Yeah, I'll see you at Dima, Greg.
Okay, there you go. So that's Rachel from Explorer Ventures hanging out on Facebook Live with, let's see, Dave, Teague, Chris. Who else is in there, guys? Oh, a whole bunch of folks from all over the world. So God bless you. Thanks for hanging. And if you haven't jumped in on Facebook Live, take advantage of it now. We've got more coming up, including a dive report from Wakatobi.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You don't know me.
I don't know how to swim.
Y'all wanna go dive in a pool?
It's just ridiculous.
I know y'all wanna go dive in a pool.
My dive master was like,
come on!
Don't worry about it.
Come on!
He'll be fine.
Let's go!
I know what you're thinking.
Let's get fucking wet!
Yes, let's go. You diving? Okay, okay. I was gonna say, let's go to the ocean instead of the pool, but I'll take whatever. Yeah, okay. Gee, it's excited. It really doesn't matter if it's a pool, ocean, what, as long as you're wet. She's happy. I'm happy, too, because I'm a diver and we have that in common. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy. Barry the Boater slash Bugger. He really wants to get the boater in there today because it's the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show weekend going on down there in Fort Lauderdale. And Casey the Tobacco Nut also with
us. Hey, when are we going to get the shop together after DEMA? What's in the plans, Greg?
Get the shop together where? What do you mean? Explain.
I mean, the whole gang. We need to go diving again. We did the liveaboard last year, and then we got to put some new plans together.
Well, the plan's already out there. I'm going December 8th through the 15th to the Turks and Caicos, and you're invited there, Casey. So you're welcome to join me for Christmas in the Caribbean.
Where you're going to have to check my dive gear carefully.
That's right. Do it. It's going to be special. But, yeah, we do have that one coming up. There is a couple spots left, I heard.
See if you can get parole.
That's really pushing it.
I probably shouldn't have said that about the guards.
Yeah. Well, ask Santa. You know, it'd be like your Christmas gift to yourself. Yeah, or maybe you can, you know, hit up the law enforcement folks that are keeping you incarcerated.
Right. I know why CJ wants me to go. He just wants more Scuba Radio cigars.
Well, of course. Who wouldn't?
They should be shipping soon for Thanksgiving, right?
That's possible.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the tins are being filled now.
Oh, look at him.
I think Casey needs to send some of those for us at DEMA.
Well, very possible. That would be a very appropriate thing for the dive show here in a couple weeks.
Friend.
We'll get into that in just a bit. But look, I got a guy on Scuba Radio, John Kerrigan. John, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We are great. Now, John, he was on the air, I don't know, a few months ago. He won a mask from SeeTheCRX.com. And by the way, we just shut down our Rocktober month giveaway of a mask. We're going to announce that winner here in a couple weeks. But he won a mask for himself, and then he went diving to one of these exotic places in is it Indonesia, John? Is that where it is?
It is.
Wakatobi?
It is. It's Wakatobi National Park off of the southern part of Sulawesi Island, which is a part of Indonesia.
Patrick Swayze Island. Got it.
That's not accurate, but it's pronounced properly. So regardless, I've heard about Wakatobi for many, many years. This guy, Henrik, who I think he's German or something.
Heinrich?
Yeah, no, Henrik. Not the Heinrich.
Henpecked?
No.
Heinrich Himmler?
Anyway, he was one of the managers or owners or something, and I've met him, hung with him, had a cocktail or two over the years, and he keeps saying to me, hey, man, you need to come out here, you know?
Hochschnell!
Yeah, and I'm like, yes, I would like to do this, but I've never had that opportunity, but I've heard rave reviews of this place, and that's where you spent, what, a week or two or what, John?
The whole trip that we went was 2 weeks, but we spent 3 days in Bali and a couple days to and from.
Nice. So you're doing the whole Bali thing. That's where they got the betel nut stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Did you do
that? We did that. We went from Houston on Singapore Air to Manchester, England, from Manchester to Bali, stayed there for a few days. was too crowded for me. But then we went into the island of Wakatobi and then did our dive thing.
Huh.
Bali, incidentally, is where they invented the indoor gyms in the early 90s.
Really? That's pretty remarkable.
Google it.
Okay. But as far as, okay, Bali, the betel nut, I've heard of this betel nut stuff. Did you do the thing where you chew up the nut in the, I don't know, the leaf or something, then it makes you spit blood? Very Halloween kind of thing.
No, we didn't do that, but we did hear about coffee beans that are eaten by cats, and I think after they... I guess it goes to their system.
Yeah.
They make coffee out of these beans.
Oh.
And that's supposed to be really good coffee, but I didn't have the guts to try it.
Have you ever smoked kitty litter?
Basically.
All right. So there's cat poop coffee that you passed on that, and you didn't do the betel nut thing either, though, huh?
No, I'm a big wuss.
Okay. Yeah, I would, you know, that kind of stuff, I feel that's something you need to do on your surface interval.
So you chew this up and it comes out red?
Well, yeah. The nut is a red, and it mixes with your saliva. Next thing you know, they're spitting all this red stuff out on the sidewalk, and there's literally patches. I've seen the videos and the pictures where you walk down the street and the entire sidewalk is red. And it looks like
the
sidewalk of blood.
How do you like to be mutilated?
No, everybody split betel nut over here. Betel nut, what's in your mouth? Betel nut. That's
Say
what they
that three times fast.
Betel nut. No, you're not supposed to.
So would that be considered Beetlejuice?
Well, I think that's what he was alluding to.
You leave the Jews out of this.
Hey, quit it. All right. So anyway, back to John. Did you dive in Bali or just kind of visit and then head over to Wakatobi?
Yeah, no, there was no diving in Bali. We just kind of walked around, saw the sights, and experimented with the local beer. And
okay, we were so good. You took in a
just
little
on our time to Wakatobi.
Social activities. Yeah, it sounds like you had a pretty cool flight schedule. You went to London, you said, first, and then you went to Bali?
Manchester, which I thought was kind of weird. I figured we'd go west, but we went east.
Okay. But that'd still be kind of, I mean, if you're going to fly from the U.S. and you got to do one of these crazy flights halfway around the planet, you might as well break it up with some interesting city stops. And
we did.
Yeah. And you were flying out of Texas. Is that right, John?
Right.
Okay.
Right, out of Houston.
Okay. So there you go. So you got to Wakatobi, which was, you said Bali was way overrun with people. You didn't like it. You didn't dive in that regard. But Wakatobi's out there. There's nothing else there, right? It's kind of like an all-inclusive scuba immersion type of experience. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. When we flew in, we got off, and this is like a tiny airport, and you go through... I don't know, I guess the airport itself, and there's like six SUVs waiting for everybody on the plane. They load you up. It's like a presidential escort, and boom, you're gone. You're going through all these windy streets and everything, and everybody's holding on. And
wow.
We finally end up out on the close to the water, and there's these big, well, I don't say big boats, but there's dive boats waiting to take us to the actual island of Wakatobi. And that was probably about a 10-15 minute boat ride. We got there, and once we landed on the dock there, man, it was like nonstop. They were taking care of us. It was really nice. We got escorted to our room by one of the dive masters, her name was Amanda, who was from England, and she showed us like how to work the room, everything in the room, like the air conditioner and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And we almost got yelled at because we walked in with our shoes on, and we learned that we are not to wear shoes in any of the buildings there. So we took our shoes off, left them at the door, and we didn't wear shoes again until we left.
No shoes for you.
And they've got little showers for your feet to every building that you go to.
Really? Well, what's that all about? Is that a Wakatobi thing, or is that just that part of the world kind of Indonesia thing, or what?
I don't know. I guess it's Wakatobi at least.
You don't have like a foot fungus or anything that was pretty obvious, or
no?
Okay,
but
right, just checking.
After we like learned where the room was and everything, they told us to bring our gear out to our dive gear to this little building.
Yeah,
and we took it out there, and that was the last time we saw it until we got on the boat in the morning. And they completely take care of your gear. I mean, everything's set up for you. All you got to do is walk to get on the boat, and then you go diving and everything. And we had There was about 12 divers on our boat, and there was three dive masters, so each one had a group of four, and it was,
wow.
I mean, it was really nice. You come off the first dive in the morning, and they're there. They're helping you get to your little spot on the boat, and they give you, well, first they take off all your gear and everything, and then there's a little guy comes by. He's got these little blue towels. They're hot and wet. They're full of some kind of mint, peppermint, or something, and it's, you know, you wipe the salt off your face and everything.
This sounds like a liverboard experience.
A guy with a towel coming for you to dry off.
Yeah, this sounds like a liverboard experience type of thing. You know what? I mean, have you been on one of those before? Have you been one of these Explorer Venture boats before, or no?
No, we're waiting to do one of those.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sounds like they got this kind of covered on land there.
Speaking of Explorer Ventures, I think Rachel chimed in on the cat poop coffee.
Yeah. What she gets?
Some
a
info.
Fan?
This is informative.
Yeah. What does it say?
Pay attention.
Okay.
She said it's called Kopi Luwak, the cat coffee.
Huh.
Drink
okay.
your poop.
That doesn't sound. More with John next.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef-Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. Uh-huh. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
Scuba, scuba.
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba, scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
That was a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Totally agree. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're talking with John Kerrigan. He just got back from Wakatobi in Indonesia.
How's your sister, Nancy?
She's doing good.
Okay.
Remember her? The ice skater?
Why me?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got her knees knocked out.
Sorry, folks. It can't all be winners.
Yeah, well.
I'm just knocking the rust off.
Yeah. John enjoyed it. That's all that matters.
I'll be here all week. Try the veal and don't forget to tip your waiters.
Okay. So,
a lot of rust to be knocked off there.
Yeah, very possible. All right, so John was telling us how great he had, just the pampering-like experience of a liverboard was what you had
blue
there.
Blue towels with mints in them.
Well, the smelled like mint.
And cat poop coffee.
They sent. Okay, well, that was in Bali. That wasn't in Wakatobi. They didn't do that. But by the way, what does Wakatobi mean? Did you learn that in your two-week adventure or no? Does it mean
I
anything?
I have no idea.
Well, okay.
I just think it's the name of the island, but we can say good morning, thank you, and you're welcome.
Bubble Boy suggested that he just thought that Toby was the owner, and it was Wacky Toby.
Yeah.
And they...
It is.
That's a possibility.
Well, you know what? We could go with that and start the rumor, and then they'll smack us around in Vegas at the Dima show in a couple weeks, I'm sure. But regardless, okay, we've talked a little bit about the pampering. They really treated you nice. You love that experience, obviously. It's an all-inclusive kind of thing. I assume all the meals are part of that experience. Is that what it is? You stay on property because there's nothing else there other than the diving?
Yeah, basically, you're like, it's... Like, you got the beachfront, and then the rest of it's almost like jungle.
Yeah.
And the restaurant, oh, man, the food was great.
Yeah.
No complaints at all, and there was lots of it.
That was all also previously ingested by cats.
Huh. Well, there you go. That bonus. All right, but obviously, we're there for the diving. So
right.
They had a couple dive boats right there, or do you dive right off the beach, or what? Or a little bit of
both. They have seven boats that'll take you off, but there's you can do beach dives there.
Yeah.
And if you get tired, they've got a little boat taxi that'll come out and pick you up if you don't want to swim back. And it was just nice all around.
All right. So if you're like the a really, really lazy diver, this is definitely – but you don't want to have to work out or exercise at all. You want to just go out there and see the fish and stuff. And so
it
sounds like it's one of those cool places. Now, I've heard that it's a hot spot for what we like to call muck diving. Is that what they were having right there off the house reef and on the beach and stuff, or no?
No, it's – I mean, it was kind of shallow right off the beach there. And then right where the jetty bar was, right below that, was like the wall, and it just dropped.
Really?
And it was,
okay.
I don't know how deep it was, but – we went in there, but we only went to about maybe 60 feet, nothing too deep.
Okay. But the muck diving thing, am I getting it mixed up with a different place, or is it famous for muck diving? Do you know what I mean by that, or no?
I didn't hear any muck diving when we were there.
Okay. Well, I could be mixing it up with like a Palau or some other place or whatever. But the critters are pretty exotic and very colorful in that part of the world, I would assume. Am I right?
Very much. Very much. As a matter of fact, this morning I sent you on Messenger, I sent you some pictures. And
that's great, but what about the fish?
All sorts of critters we saw some stuff I didn't even know what they were. And then there was one the dive master was showing us who was a pygmy seahorse that was on a fan coral. That
nice.
You had to have a magnifying glass to see it. This thing was so small, but the dive master, he picked it out and he was showing everybody. So it was pretty neat. That and it was a crocodile fish, which I'd never seen before in my life, and they're pretty neat looking.
Well, so what do they look like? Crocodiles or no?
Kind of like a rock and a crocodile mixed.
Hmm.
They're pretty neat.
All right. So a lot of small stuff, it sounds like. What about big animals? Sharks? Any kind of manta type action type stuff?
We saw a couple of black tip sharks. There was a few rays went by us.
But it sounds like it's mostly the color and the macro and that kind of stuff that could really you could really spend a ton of time taking pictures and things like that.
Oh,
is that right?
There's a bunch of turtles, and we found Nemo, so everything was good.
Yep, you got your clownfish for sure. Visibility was what? Was it like gin clear water you were diving in for the most part?
It was real good visibility there.
Yeah.
One day in the morning when we went out, the water was so smooth. I mean, and I sent you a picture of it. It was it was like glass. You couldn't tell where the water ended and the sky started.
Oh, you gotta love
such
that.
A neat picture. It yes. was neat.
Well, yeah, I didn't see those. I'll have to check them out.
Greg, don't open the one that says sea snake.
No, I those are fun to see. Have you seen any of those? Those are kind of cool. They have those,
don't they?
Yeah.
We saw lots of them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're most poisonous snake on the planet, but they have really small mouths.
Poisonous?
Poisonous, yeah.
Poisonous.
I'm trying.
You find him in Wyoming.
Yeah, okay. Let me just turn his mic off.
I have heard that they do have fossils of those in Wyoming.
Yeah, they do. Okay. John, thank you so much. Appreciate that little dive report from Wauketobee, and we'll have to cross paths or go diving together sometime. Maybe there. Who knows? We'll see those folks at DEMA, as well as our friends from Explorer Ventures. Megan Heaney-Greer is actually going to join us an hour or two, and a few other special guests that will also be at the DEMA show in Vegas. So we got a lot coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.